Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. On the Cowboy Wisdom Radio Network, and I want to welcome everybody to the show. I am a hypnotherapist, a Reiki master, and a timeline coach. I also have CDs, hypnosis CDs that will expand your life. The Letting Go CD, you will go in and let go and really expand your life. And that's what this is about. I'm here to open up innovation. The country and the world are asking for your innovation to move the world forward. And when you choose to engage in your own life and you really start expanding who you are, you really start engaging in yourself. And this is something I've really started to understand. The more you mind your own business and do engage in your own self and your own desires, the more your life does move forward. It really is about engaging in that inner sage and really expanding what life does and how it opens you up to expand who you are. And that's what this is all about. And see where we can go from there and see what we can do to really engage the inner sage and to expand what is happening in life. But life is so fascinating when you start engaging in your own stuff, because you start understanding your life is probably more exciting and better than other people's lives, because everything you do in life is about you. But it's how you're going to expand the world is where this really, really lights up today and moves your life forward. That's where life really, really begins and really steps forth into opening up new paradigms. The more you engage in your own dreams and let go of the drama of thinking about your dream, the more you'll open up and expand your life. Everybody in the world has a dream. But that dream is also going to come with life-expanding experiences. And you're not going to get to do it all through love. Love is only going to get so much of it. You got to engage in the letting go of what really is holding you back inside yourself. And that's what life is. That makes life interesting right there. It's when you choose to engage in that inner sage and really expand. And what is it you feel in yourself? Well, how we open up and really, really enjoy life. We're so afraid to enjoy life. It's almost like it's criminal to enjoy life. But life is so much fun when you engage in it. And how it opens up to expand. It really does open up to expand when you open up to expand. And you're never put in front of something that you can't overcome, because you have everything you desire inside you. You encompass the wisdom. You really do encompass the wisdom to move forward. And when you quit thinking you don't, and you quit listening to whatever, and you really want to let go of thinking you have a past, because everything happens right now. You don't have a past. You don't have anything but the now. And it's while the pow now is where you live and where you really expand in who you are. And that is where life will engage you in a new way and really. And that will really help you move forward. And tonight I'm going to do something different for right now. I'm going to send some Reiki to Cindy Riccolo, who's in Florida. And Reiki is a natural thing. But it's really about Reikiing yourself, getting your own energy moving forward. And when you choose to engage that energy and move yourself forward, life will get better for you and really open up in a new way. But see, here's where we get into trouble. Here's where the challenge becomes. We get this big vision in front of us. And I mean, we have a great big vision. And then in comes the hidden emotional energies from the subconscious mind, where we had challenges in the past, in previous experiences. And that emotional energy right there is what really starts latching on and holding you in the same paradigm, because it goes to the pain of that situation or your expectations of the situation, because your mindset matched the outcome evenly. But we have expectations, and we really get mad at expectations, and we don't get mad at people. We get mad at expectations. We expect things to happen instead of visualizing and emotionally feeling the experiencing happen. That is something I'm really starting to understand. You can write everything and you can feel everything and do everything, but however, until you emotionally engage in the situation and get them feelings and the smell and the taste, you got to get you involved in the situation before anything else will move forward. It's easy to dream, it's easy to imagine, but getting emotionally involved. And when you become emotionally involved with your energies and your visions, God and the universe, they got kind of a sadistic a way of looking at things. It's a humor that I call it their humor, because you can have everything going perfect, but they're going to put a challenge in front of you to see whether you see the challenge or whether you see the light of wisdom in the challenge. And I really guarantee, really starting to understand that. I think they giggle every time they do it to me. I think they're setting up there playing pinochle and giggling at me, along with my dad, my uncles, and my aunts that are up there. I think they all look down and say, hey, look at him. He's got a baby challenging. Let's see how he handles it. But it really is looking for the light of wisdom in the situation. We're too caught up in the same ingrained pattern that we were the other times. How is that pattern? Every time you have a great idea, the same emotional energy comes in right afterwards and say, oh no, then somebody else takes advantage of it. But it's really engaging inside yourself, in your heart, your cavity, your chest area when you choose to open it in your eyes with the same words, but with the vision, and you want to paint that vision on the hilltop around. When you're driving down the road, you want to see the road, pay attention, but you want to see that vision on the hilltops. And you want to vision the world exactly the way you choose to live it and experience it and feel it. We're so ready for the innovations within us to come forth and to expand the world. This world will expand when individuals open up their innovation to expand the world. Right now, we're too caught up in the blame, and we're too caught up in the computers and the books to move forward, because it's really easier for us to look in the books and let the books lead us rather than us step forward. Because when we step forward, there's going to be some uncomfortability. but it's really in the land of the unknown or the terra incognita. And that's in our inner self, is a real unknown is within ourselves. Consciously, we have expectations, but subconsciously, we haven't ever expanded out of the blueprint. And the fastest and the easiest way to move your, to expand new, to imprint new imprints is with rhymes. It's like, I understand I have the sand to expand, I can, to unleash my canonized abilities to see the world as an opulent opportunity, to see me sail to the port of opportunity. See them words. They open you up, but you'll feel your eyes and your heart open up at the same time. And that's where life is really expanded. And I've got a new CD that's being edited right now. It's called Mind. It's Spirit, Body, Mind. The spirit leads, the body is the temple, and the head, mind is actually the follower of life. Because that conscious mind will latch on to anything the subconscious puts forth. And your cells and your DNA, they all have memories. And that's where life is really expanded, is in the letting go of the memories of the DNA and the body. Because we've had the same DNA imprint since the beginning of time. The world actually understands war more than they understand peace. Because when you sit around and you're just being relaxed and sitting around, how antsy do you get? The American people, especially the United States people, we don't understand vacation and we don't understand relax, because we always are jumping around, getting hyped up over something. And see what else we can do and how we can do it. And when we really move forward in life, life moves forward without us. When we're engaging in our own dreams. And all a dream is your real self. A dream actually exposes your real, true, omnipotent vision of your life. And you have the inner capabilities of doing that. However, we went to a school system and a society and a television and the media. They really choose to show us where we lack the ability to move forward in that way. And that's where the fallacy lies. There is so much subliminal stuff goes on that we don't understand in our everyday life that are set in place in your, the way you go through the community to really lock you into place and keep you engaged inside the control we all live. We actually all live in a controlled environment. Even though we think we're thinking outside of the box, we're still inside of the box. We're still inside the society's way of living. We got to play by the rules and be genuine, but yet we have the innovation, and our innovation is unique. And unique people do unique things to tweak society into looking at them in a different way, because the wisdom is so deep and so unique, the society won't understand your wisdom. And that's where we're at today. There has been nothing new introduced to the world. You know, the 90s, we had the computer boom. Then we had the housing boom. But there's an innovation getting ready to open up. And I really feel it could be space or something like that, time travel. Because we're all molecules and energy. And I really feel there's a whole new realm of thinking there to expand. And there are some brilliant minds that can get out of the way we've been coerced and rehearsed our lives. See, the school system really tried to have a life rehearsal, so we stayed inside what everybody said and what everybody done. and see how we can do this and how we can move it forward and see what we can do to be different, but yet opulently different. And what I mean by opulently is going in and letting that oracle and that soothsayer seer within you play in your life and open up, even in your daily job. Be willing to be, see how you could energize a different way for you even to do your job, and see how you can bring energy. And once you see you can do it there, how can you really energize your own innovation? And there's something else. You do something unique at work that nobody else knows you do. How is that your way to wealth and success? People do stuff around the house and around the home. But it's really about opening up and being willing to let be the gossip of the water cooler instead of the gossiper at the water cooler. Whenever I'm really starting to understand this, when I talk about somebody else, I'm really taking away from my dream. And that's an absolute fact. When I look at somebody else and see how they're living and how they're doing, I'm really letting go of my own dream. And I'm really falling into the complacency of the gossip. And when you fall into the complacency of a gossip, you start looking for things to blame. But here's something that's really amazing. When you quit blaming, and something else, I'm going to go to this right now. Something else, when you take out the words don't, can't, won't, anything with a can't, won't, doesn't, do, don't, your life will expand. It's when I choose to let go of this old paradox, I choose to expand into this paradigm because I chose to engage in this wisdom within myself. And the word because is probably one of the most powerful words, because you feel your eyes and your everything becomes a forward focus, and your even your chakras, when you get them going, you can start feeling them spinning in a clockwise way. And that is something that I really start to understand. I really am starting to understand that the stomach chakra is the one, but the root chakra is probably the most powerful, because sexual energy is the most powerful there is. And that's the way you got to look at your dreams, is in a, you got to tie that emotional attachment to the best orgasm you ever had. And when you choose to tie that and have that emotional, how much power does that put into the world on you? And how does that magnetize everything for you when you choose to do that and really expand in that, in your inner landscape? And I use the word expand all the time instead of change, because it's easier to expand than change, because it just feels freer. And it's unlimited. Change is only one thing, but expand is the whole universe. And then I go play in the mall of the cosmopolitan cosmos and really energize and correlate things. The thing about Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio and Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is I have a passion to see people succeed, because the people of this world are the assets of the world. That's an astute superstar savant energizing, tantalizing, enterprising energies to opening up the prospering eyes to expand the world into a new paradigm. The people will lead this country back and the world back to success. Not the politicians, not the corporations. It's people, because everybody's people. The politicians are people. They've lost their way and become so caught up in what they're doing, they haven't stepped back. And even the politicians that get unelected or get defeated in elections, they go right back to Washington, D.C. and are on K Street. They know the ins and outs. So it's a revolving door there. So it is going to take people outside of that realm, outside of the corporation, to bring this forward. And the greatest thing in this world is the people in the United States and the world, because we all have the energy and the wisdom to move this world forward. And when you start moving the world forward, the world will move forward with you. Not against you, with you. So what are you afraid of in this world that will actually expand you and open you up into a new way to live and experience life? Life is fun when you let go of thinking everything is perfect, because life is the most imperfect, perfect thing there is. And if you're willing to be imperfect, the world becomes. And understand, I do very little things right. I do a lot of things good, but I also do a lot of things in a way to look, always be looking for a better way. Because when you think, no, understand you're not perfect and you are going to do things, you're always looking for a better way to experience that life. And you're always looking for a better way to do things and to really open yourself up and expand who you are. It's when we let go of expectations and start emotionally visualizing your life with the emotions of an orgasm and have that power behind it. That kind of power just sends your whole body into a quiver and a quake, and that's where you really want to move forward and really expand who you are. Because once life becomes engaged, you become the sage and you open out that entrepreneurial wit within yourself. We're in this world right now, have so much innovation unused, when, and the people, I'm not talking about hourly workers, mid-management, top management. We have to open up the communication lines between each other. And that is where this is really going to expand, is when you open up the communication line between your higher self, your listening, to eavesdrop on the universe. That's where life will really expand and open up to really live in a better way. Living life in a better way will open you up to living an easier life. How do you beat yourself up and make your day ornery when you're having a patience building day? Because life is a patience building experience. You're going to listen and be patient, and life will be good to you. You can energize the thoughts, but you're going to expand and let go until that vision becomes omnipotent and very forthright right in front of you. So when you choose to open up your innovation, what do you do around the house? Well, how do you do just one thing in your life that would help everybody, whether write a book, a song, a gadget, just talking to people, your voice. You are an asset. Even the homeless people that aren't homeless, they're just in a space where life, they got tired of really facing life. And some of it happens because outsourcing, and some of it's none of their doing. But, you know, them people still have wisdom, and they probably have more street smarts than anybody here. You know, street smarts are as good as a book wisdom. So just because somebody's physically having a challenge, that don't mean they're mentally or spiritually having a challenge. Maybe they're in an experience expanding their challenges. And I have a friend I'm working with. I have two friends that have autistic children. And, you know, you hear the cure for autism. Maybe autism's here to cure us of being stuck in where we're at. Because they don't fit into the society doesn't mean they're not really smart. And really something they can do to expand who they are. They just have a challenge negotiating our way of life, but that don't mean we can negotiate their way of life. Or maybe they're so intelligent, we're a waste of their time and they're trying to tolerate us, you know. Handicap isn't handicap, they're teachers. And they're not really handicapped. We're handicapped for not seeing the teacher within them. And that's the way it is all through life. When you don't see somebody as your teacher, the one with the challenge is you. Because every man is my teacher. And every man, woman, child, especially children, they're the real teachers because they have no fear. But however, fear is not what we think it is. Fear is actually unrefined wisdom. And that's all it is raw, undefined wisdom. It's actually showing you a way to a better way of life. When you understand the fear is not in the mind. The fear is imprinted in the subconscious mind of something that happened, and the subconscious mind actually did something to protect you, and now whenever that is activated, that's a fear. Fear is not an illusion, it's an imprint in the subconscious mind, and that is something else people have to open up to. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. I deal with people that want to open out their innovation, expand their life, and really, really engage in life and do what they do best, and that's live and experience life. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is cwbywfdm@gmail.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And I really, really want to see people succeed. And there is so many people working and being miserable without understanding how omnipotent they are. But however, something I've really learned and expanded into, are you open to being happy where you're at? Not happy, but at peace where you're at. Happy is just a temporary frame and sounds good, but it's just a temporary emotional feeling. Peace is when you're at peace when you're going through a challenge in life. And when you quit having challenges, you start expanding and enjoying life. And that is something that the world will never understand until they engage in that inner person they are. Everything in life happens inside you, but we're so taught to be followers. Even in the spiritual and the coaching, if something else somebody is doing good, they automatically do the same thing. And that is where Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is different. I have stopped listening to most of the gurus. I listen to them, but I have my own verbiage, and it's expand, energize, enterprise, and experience. Let go of the shoulda, coulda, woulda, shouldn't, don't, and use the word desire instead of want, need, and your life will expand. And that is what life is. And my name is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, author of The Wisdom of a Cowboy, Letting Go CD at cowboy-wisdom.com. Money is My Friend, The $10 Million Meditation, and Expand Your Life in the Sunrise Meditation. And your life will expand when you listen to my CDs, because my life is all about expanding people's lives so they can live their dream by being a dauntless, regal, expanding affluence, manifesting their desires their way with galvanizing gusto and experience of life. And I want to thank you, and I'll be here next week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. Everybody have a good evening and a great weekend. Bye.